Something might happen here, and if it does, so what?
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
I already listened to one of these, and it was a lot of like, rah, 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 rah.
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Do you think that might be really boring?
What?
Here comes a pizza.
Boy, we're hilarious guys, aren't we?
Sure.
You know, they're not uniforms.
Maybe you can hire.
Vince.
Leave.
I don't know. I don't hear it.
Sometimes
he's gotta like come in and then open. He has to like get out of the car to open the garage door because it's like this janky old like wooden door, you know. Then he has to start the car up again.
He doesn't leave it on.
What do you mean? Oh, no, he doesn't leave it on.
How long does it take?
I don't know, but like if you had a classic car, it's a convertible too. So like, right? I don't know. I don't know if it's convertible, but it's like you know, can just leave your car running.
Really? For like 1 minute?
No.
Isn't it worse on the engine to be like starting up more often?
I mean, I don't know. Probably, maybe. I don't know. It's like a. It's an old car. It's got a new motor in it. I think it's fine.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You're talking like he has to like go to the door and like grab it by the handle and lift it up using his arms.
Yeah.
Okay.
So welcome to the Ben and Vin Show, by the way.
I think what you mean is welcome back to Car Talk.
Yeah, I'm Click.
I'm Ray. No, what's the other one?
Clack.
Clack. I never listened to Car Talk.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, you know my mom sent me a picture, like a photo of...
Oh, God damn it.
What?
Yeah, here he comes with the car.
All right, I couldn't hear it much.
I know, here he goes. He's leaving.
All right, yeah. Our the guy who has the other studio downstairs... here in Oklahoma City as a classic Mustang.
Yeah.
Anyway, my mom sent me a photo of the comic strip Pickles from the newspaper.
Oh, I started reading that again, I think.
Yeah, okay. And I was like, yeah, you're old if you're finding Pickles funny.
I found a way to get Universal Syndicate comics on my comics page.
Universal UClick?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which my brother works there now, by the way.
Oh, okay. So he just does like 14 crossword puzzles per day?
He's an editor now.
An editor?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. But he does probably do 14 crossword puzzles a day anyway.
By does, I mean authors. But
yeah. You still, I mean, I know there's like a, this is like a, they don't come out until much later, but he's still being very prolific in, you know, the New York Times and all that.
I see. Yeah. He's going to bank them up.
Yeah.
Load them up, store them up.
Yeah. So we talked about how the car guy, the car talk guy hates cars, right?
Which guy?
The dead one.
Oh, is only one of them dead?
I think so.
Okay.
But didn't we already talk about that?
I don't know, did we?
I don't know.
What is, say, just say it in one sentence.
The car tech guy, the one who died, he hates cars. His alive brother recently revealed that, I think.
Now, when you say hates cars, like, hates, I mean, he obviously knows a lot about them.
Yeah, I think I find it, like, very relatable. Because, like, you know, personally, I love cars. Like, I think cars are very cool. You know, just, like, mechanically and...
Sure.
But also, I recognize that, like, cars are bad for society, right?
Oh, he hates them in that sense.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure, okay. So he, yeah, all right. But,
and I think, I think people who listen to the show, like, already knew that. But then,
okay.
This, like, became a headline, and people were like, what? The car talk guy hates cars?
Oh, you're talking about the movie.
Yeah, he hates Tomater and Daryl Cartrip and Lightning McQueen.
Is there really somebody in that movie named Daryl Cartrip?
Yeah, you'll never guess who does the voice.
David Cross.
No, Jeff Gordon.
Do you feel the same way about buses?
No, buses are great. Buses are great. What's wrong with buses?
Okay. Yeah, just wanted to.
I mean, they're no trains, but they're a lot better than cars.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But what about electric cars?
Those are cool too.
All right.
But, like, you know, not as cool as
an electric bus.
Yeah, electric buses are like the new thing now.
Like a light rail, a monorail.
No, like a bus that just, like, charges.
Yeah. No, I get it. But what's the thing called again that is on a wire?
Like on a wire? You
know, like in San Francisco?
Oh, the cable car?
Cable car, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what powers the cable car.
Lightning. Right?
Lightning?
Yeah. Man-made lightning.
Is that like a Back to the Future reference, or?
Oh, right. No, anyway, I mean electricity. It's a Ben Franklin reference.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's probably electricity.
Yeah.
In some capacity.
But our electricity is not clean either.
Right.
Should I sign up for Clean Choice Energy or whatever?
What is that?
This is where, like, it's just hard to know which things are scams and not. But, you know, the claim that I've received in letters from them is that...
From who? Exelon?
Is it?
I'm asking
What's
you.
Exelon?
Isn't that What's what Pepco Exelon? Is called now?
Oh,
or
is
Pepco just part of Exelon?
I don't really know what Exelon is.
You're on the PJM over there. That's what I learned.
Pepco, Jamaica, me crazy? No, what? What's that? Pajama?
No, I don't know if that's right. It's like Pennsylvania something Maryland.
Jersey?
Yeah, Jersey.
Yeah. Why am I in something that involves New Jersey?
Jersey's cool. Haven't you seen The Sopranos?
No.
Oh, you should watch it.
Okay.
I watched it recently. It's good.
It's going to make me like New Jersey.
It might make you appreciate it.
They're facing an uphill battle. I'll just say that.
Someone on Twitter said that The Sopranos should be called Jersey Boys, and Jersey Boys should be called The Sopranos.
Oh my god. That's pretty funny. But they weren't all Sopranos. Right.
I mean, I don't really know what that actually means.
None of them were Sopranos.
I'm no musician.
Right.
Is Soprano the high one or the low one?
The high one.
Well, aren't they pretty high?
But they're not that high. Are they like falsetto the entire time?
No, that's falsetto.
They're what? No, I know, but
then it would be the falsettos. Come on.
Okay, we can do that. Anyway, I get these letters from Clean Choice, which is claiming, I think, that like I can choose. I'll still be getting my energy through Pepco, but I can choose the source of that energy.
Right.
For like wind power, et cetera.
Yeah.
And your bill, you know, shouldn't really change.
Yeah.
Which seems good, but you know, you just never know.
I mean, why wouldn't you do it? You should do it.
I should probably do it, but what if it's just like a scam?
Well, they did that in Santa Monica, except that they made the clean version like the default, and you had to opt out of it if you wanted to remain on dirty power.
Dirty power. Yeah, and then, you know, if Pepco themselves would just tell me, like, yeah, this is the default, but it doesn't, it's not like...
Well, no, because Pepco is generating their own energy from, like, coal and trash and probably mostly natural gas.
Yeah, they don't have an incentive to have me switch. Why offer this at all, then, I wonder? Maybe to discourage people from just installing solar panels themselves or something.
Why don't you just do that?
I could do that.
Is there incentives for that?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be replacing your roof anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point. That would be a good time. Yeah, all right, let's do that. Sold.
Sweet.
Well, but then I heard that, like, they, you have to replace them in 10 years anyway, which is, like, the time within which they pay for themselves.
I can't speak to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Me neither.
At least maybe you can offset some of your carbon footprint from that Honda Pilot you're driving around.
Yeah, that's right. I guess even if we broke even on it, makes sense.
Can you remind me why you didn't get a minivan again?
Is a minivan, like, way more fuel efficient?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay.
It just seems like more of a kid mobile.
Oh. Why?
Well, doesn't it have, like, I don't know.
It doesn't come with kids.
Really?
Maybe it comes with a stock photo of kids.
All right.
Yeah. Well, what's going on with you?
I don't know. Baseball, watching it.
Baseball? Wait, are you into baseball now? Is that something we talked about last time?
Oh, I've been into baseball for years now.
Okay.
For years.
No, I think I'm thinking of someone else anyway.
I think we talked about me being into wrestling last time.
Oh. Well, that might have been like more than one time ago.
Maybe.
Is that still in season right now?
I mean, they never have an off season, which is kind of annoying.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like, you know, no one cares. Occasionally something interesting will happen.
Wait, do soap operas go on like summer hiatus like network shows do?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's why they have like you know, far and away the most episodes of any show.
Well, also, they've been on for like 50
years.
Yeah, they've been on for like 100 years and they come out every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well,
just like this show.
Yeah, that's right. Happy birthday to you and to Apollo 11.
Yeah, well, happy birthday to you as well.
Oh, right. Okay, coming up. Or, I mean, four weeks ago. Yeah, I don't think anything that important happened. Wait, it was like Pearl Harbor. When was Pearl Harbor?
In December.
December. Okay, what am I thinking of?
D-Day?
VE Day or something? Or is it D-Day? No.
DJ Day?
What's VD DJ? Day. What are these things?
No, I don't know.
Oh, no, it's the atomic bomb. That's what it is.
What about the atomic bomb?
Killing a lot of people.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I don't remember which one, the first one or the second one. So yeah, that's cool.
July 20th is VJ Day.
July 20th, you're VJ Day.
Yeah, that's the day that man landed on the moon, and then they made the VMA awards look like the astronaut.
Wait, what?
Because MTV, you know, they have...
Yeah, no, I know that.
VJs.
Right, I know. Yeah, I get it. But, okay. But, wait, is that... Okay, that's kind of a stretch, right? That's a lot of leaps.
Is it?
Okay.
Why don't you ask Mr. MTV?
Yeah, all right. So anyways, the atomic bomb and Lucille Ball, I think that's who shares a birthday with me.
Okay.
And Andy Warhol, maybe, I think.
Andy Richter.
No. Well, I don't know. Andy Richter just got divorced. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Why do you know that?
It's because he was being super thirsty to this girl on Twitter.
Oh.
Or this woman on Twitter, I guess I should say.
That's cool.
It's really funny. He was just being a reply guy constantly.
What's that? I don't know these terms.
So when you go on Twitter and post, that's called tweeting.
Oh, okay.
In the lingo. And then when there's somebody who replies to all your tweets... often with like stupid unfunny comments,
like trying to hit on you but like horribly.
Yeah
Okay.
That's called being a reply guy.
I see.
And that's what Andy Richter was doing with this person named Brandy Jensen.
Okay, sounds real.
Pretty sure it was Andy Richter.
Yeah, that's not awesome.
I mean, that's what I thought of when you said Andy Richter. And then you confirmed it by saying he's getting divorced.
Yeah, he's already divorced.
Right.
what was I going to say? I saw a church marquee that said, tweet others as you would like to be tweeted. So how does that fit into your... vernacular.
I think you could do better.
I could do better?
The church could have done better. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I could do better than driving by that church.
Where was the church?
The one like right near my house. wherever my house is.
Oh, did they ever solve that murder, by the way?
They did. I mean, I think it was... I'm trying to remember.
Didn't some other high profile crime just happen over there?
Did it?
Recently?
You mean like the tax evasion I'm planning?
No, I don't know if it was a crime or... Oh, man. Something's going on in North Bethesda. I can't remember.
Oh, you're thinking of the accessory dwelling unit debate?
Why don't you tell us what's going on with that?
That's a Montgomery County-wide thing, I guess. Do you know, have you heard about that?
No.
Okay, here's your local news report.
Yeah, right.
With me. I'm popping up in your podcast. I guess there already exists this concept that, like, if you have a big enough lot, you can construct an accessory dwelling unit, essentially just like, you know.
Like a guest house.
A guest house, which you can then rent out.
Sure.
And then now there's this bill to, you know, shrink the lot size that you're allowed to do that.
Okay.
And, you know, I guess supporters consider this a, you know, one of the solutions to the affordable housing problem in Montgomery County.
Yeah.
In that there is a lack of it. The detractors believe
traffic.
That it's just gonna, you know, I don't want to be biased in how I phrase this, but, you know, it's going to turn Montgomery County into more like PG County.
Oh, God.
If you know what I mean.
I think I heard about that. I heard somebody say that.
You know, it's just like there's going to be tons of people, you know, this is not what, you know, when I bought a house in my neighborhood, this is not what I wanted, you know, this is whatever. This is not what it's supposed to be like. You know,
because people are going to rent out a garage
to poorer people.
How do you know they're poorer?
Well, because they have to rent a garage. If they weren't.
Well, poorer than the people who own the house.
Yeah. And the other people who live there in that neighborhood.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, you know.
Science, yes. City, no.
What is that?
Oh, man. you know that big, I think we talked about this. There's that big farm by like Muddy Branch and 28. Big empty field.
Sure. Well, there's farms around there, right? In general?
Just a big empty field with a tree in it.
Okay, sure.
and there used to be cows that lived there like years and years ago.
Okay.
So I guess it was previously the Bellward, I don't know how you say it. That family owned it and used it as a kind of dairy farm. And then everyone in the family died except for like the matriarch or, you know, whatever, the last surviving family member.
Mm-hmm.
And then she died, and in her will, she left the property to Johns Hopkins University.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Okay, go ahead.
Under the condition that they had to use it for, like, science research purposes.
Okay.
Right.
Even though, yeah, I mean, why did you pick Johns Hopkins University? I'm sure we covered this, but...
I don't know.
Because, like, they're not anywhere near there.
I don't know. Okay. They had some stuff, like... across the street by a hospital, I think.
Yeah, right, okay.
So then they were like, okay. I think they built, like... I think they built, like, one lab building on, like, a small part of the land.
Okay, cool.
And then the rest of it, they're just, like, basically maintaining a big empty field.
Okay, I guess. Because
they couldn't think of what to do agriculturally.
Okay. I see.
And then they came up with this big plan... that they were basically going to develop it into, you know, just like a big mixed use development.
Mm.
And call it.
Well, what does mixed use mean?
You know, like offices, retail, apartments, et cetera.
Oh, no, wait. So you mean who came up with that plan?
Johns Hopkins.
What? Why did they, how do they have retail? They're just going to sell the land?
They're just going to rent it out or whatever.
Rent it out. Okay.
Yeah. But like, you know, people were mad because she said that it had to be used for science purposes.
Right.
And they were like, no, it'll be called Science City.
Awesome.
So a bunch of people got mad and they put up all these signs in their front yard saying science yes, city no.
I see.
But like I had been away and I hadn't heard about any of this, so I just like came back and was driving and I'm like, what does this mean?
They don't seem like mutually exclusive concepts.
Yeah, right.
Right off the bat. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so what happened?
I don't know. There's still nothing there on the land. So
right. Okay.
I don't know if they're like tied up in the legal battle or whatever. They were going to build a light rail thing going to the metro station and all kinds of stuff.
Oh. From there. Okay.
Yeah, well, it was going to go there and then like through Kentlands and then like to Germantown or something.
Interesting.
But I guess now that you guys elected this Republican guy who just wants to build bigger highways, maybe they can't get funding for that.
Did I tell you, I don't remember if we talked about this last time, that I found online the 1992 master plan for North Bethesda / Garrett Park neighborhood?
No.
Put together for some reason. Sure we didn't talk about this? Okay.
No, well, you talked about like the master plan for, you know, what is it, McDuff?
Where my parents live?
Yeah.
I did? No, I didn't. I didn't.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking about this whole, we had like this, the history of Montgomery County and.
Well, that was a different thing. That was, I just found like the original like land development.
Yeah, documents. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So now,
so
yeah.
This
so
isn't
now
the original, like North Bethesda was already around in 1992.
For sure. yeah, I don't think it necessarily means North Bethesda, like the way you might see it on an address now, you know. Like, it just means, like, the northern part of Bethesda. So, anyway.
So, it's not North Bethesda included in the North Bethesda?
I mean, where is North Bethesda, like, as people use it now? It's like Rockville, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, like, basically everywhere between, like, NIH and Pike and Rose.
Oh, really?
It's, to me, that's what it is.
Well,
to me, a person
like
who lives in California.
Yeah. Well, that's like what they mean on the master plan, pretty much.
Well, where do you think it is?
Like, I feel like I see, like, where Montgomery College is, I feel like people call that North Bethesda.
Wow, that's a stretch. That's like central Rockville.
Yeah, right.
You might as well be in Rockville Town Center.
Yeah, Rockville Town Square.
Oh, whatever.
anyway, so...
What are they doing over there by the movie theater?
What are they doing?
Yeah, I was over there and there was like a big hole in the ground. They're building a building or something?
Oh, I don't know.
Like where the parking lot used to be?
More parking? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen that. I haven't been by the movie theater in a while. Anyway, the point about this master plan, which I read some of just a little bit.
Hold on, quick question. What's the name of that development where the Harris Teeter is by Rio Center?
Downtown Crown? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry,
did I answer your question?
Yep.
anyway, yeah, they had a bunch of like recommendations, but they were basically like, the main problems we have identified is... you know, lots of congestion and lack of affordable housing. And here are how we, you know, a few things we think could improve that.
Yeah, so
what
was
it? Like, I'm pretty sure, like, none of them were implemented.
What was the ideas?
They, you know, light rail to the metro.
Oh, boy.
And, like, stop allocating land, like, to give to developers to make into office parks. No, actually, they had a whole thing about, like, how everybody drives to work in one car, you know, individually.
Yeah.
And that's bad. And that's bad for congestion. I don't think they were even thinking about the environment at this point. Maybe they were. I think they were just saying, like, you know, gas prices are low. You know, Metro is, like, not accessible to everyone. So people are going to drive.
Yeah. I mean, mid-90s, that was when they put the HOV lane on 270.
Okay. So you're saying they did something. I don't even recall seeing that in the plan.
Yeah.
But there you go. Things have not changed.
Yeah. In a lot of places, I mean, like, one thing that I didn't really realize until recently, like, in the suburbs is one thing, but, like, in, like, the city of Los Angeles, for example, most mm-hmm. of the land, the only kind of residential building you're allowed to build is a detached single-family home.
Mm.
Like, in the city of Los Angeles, which, mm-hmm. I mean, is huge, but, like, this is, right. apparently that's true in, like, a ton of cities.
Interesting.
And, like, in California, they're trying to pass a law that says, like, you can actually build an apartment building if it's next to a train station or something.
Yeah, actually, they were talking about that. That was one of the recommendations. That was, like, I think they were talking about, like, the White Flint area. They wanted to build, like, which I guess kind of did happen. I don't know when all that
Pike and Rose.
No, they wanted, like, near the metro, near the White Flint metro. They wanted, like, a bunch of, you know, exactly, like, apartments and retail, like, close to the metro. Which I feel like there are some apartments there, but I don't believe anyone. Like, I don't think there's a lot of retail. Well, the mall closed.
There's an Arby's.
Yeah, that's cool.
There's a McDonald's that we used to go to at like 4 a.m.
Why that one?
I don't know.
It's like far from everything.
I just remember going there in the early morning. I don't know. It was just 7-Eleven.
Like, how often would you go to that McDonald's?
I don't know.
7-Eleven, cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
That's about it, I guess. There used to be a place where you could go and pay to play video games.
Dave and Buster's?
No, like just a bunch of, literally a storefront that just had a bunch of like game consoles and TV and you could, TVs and computers, and you could just go pay for like a couple hours and sit in there and play video games.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Actually, someone at work was saying his friend wanted to start a business basically like that. But
yeah, I mean, like it was good because like obviously you didn't have to own the console and all that, yeah. But they also had like all the games.
Yeah, right. But then he was saying like, why like the ideal place for a business like that would be like near a college or something. And I don't know, his friend didn't want to do that. For some reason.
I feel like at a college, you probably just like know somebody who has, mm-hmm. like somebody in your dorm is going to have it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there you go.
I feel like you want it to be like someplace where high schoolers are hanging out, like downtown Crown.
Oh man. Downtown Crown. What's the last video game you played?
Probably NASCAR Racing 2003 season.
Okay, we've definitely covered this at length.
Besides that, FIFA probably.
Okay.
Or Madden.
Tetris.
Tetris. No.
No.
Did you see the Cats trailer?
No, I heard that was going to exist.
Oh my God. You haven't seen the trailer? You haven't even seen like a clip of a still image from the trailer?
Not even a still image.
Oh.
Is it, could it really be crazier than the original source material?
Well, obviously like the plot of Cats is weird. But
that is, yeah, okay, go ahead.
You gotta watch this trailer.
Okay, let me just like do a Google image search right now, or whatever.
No. Just go on YouTube, search for Cats trailer.
Okay. I was hoping it was just gonna show up on the homepage.
What's on your recommended videos?
I don't log in though. Or am I?
You log in with your Google account, right?
I'm talking to you, yeah. The first one is talk shows.
Talk shows like Late Night with Jimmy Fallon?
Or the first one's John Oliver.
Okay.
Does John Oliver have guests on?
I don't think so. I don't know. I've never watched a whole one of his show, only those clips that they post.
Right. Anyway, here we go. Cats trailer.
Let's see what's in my recommended. I've got baseball, tow trucks, NASCAR, Formula One, wrestling, more towing, airplanes, baseball. Yeah, I've been watching this guy's channel. He's a tow truck driver in Missouri, and he does like GoPro. He wears a GoPro and.
Oh my God, is that entertaining?
It's, I think, it's not like, you know, appointment television, but like. It's like a cool thing to have on. Just like cool to see. Because, I mean, obviously you like see stuff where like you wouldn't necessarily know how that works. But it's also just, I think, something where here's this guy and he's like, he does a particular thing and he's good at it. And he like just knows what to do and it's very mechanical.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of relaxing.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, I'm going to start watching this trailer. Okay, here are some cats. This podcast has now turned into one of these like reaction. Oh, whoa! Okay, I'm gonna stop right here. That's like, have they finished the CGI or like?
I'm sorry. Did you mean the digital fur technology?
Oh no. DFT. This is just like it really looks like they just photoshopped a human's face. I mean, they just made a furry looking they just overlaid like fur onto a human's body, and then added like cat ears, and the face is like completely human.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but they have Michelle. They have tails.
Okay, I haven't gotten to the tail yet. All right.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Continuing. Oh, it's singing already. Oh, everyone is cats. There's not even anyone who's not a cat. This is so creepy. I mean, because they're just walking around like humans. Oh, man. I don't like this. Oh, they're all... There's like a swarm of them. Oh, it's so creepy. Wait. Okay, I'm pausing again. In the play, do they not go around on all fours like cats?
I've never seen the play.
Yeah, me neither, but okay. They're just all walking around like humans.
But like what, how big do you think they're supposed to be?
Oh man, they're like cat size. Now they showed them on a bed and you can see that they're cat size.
It seems to me like their size changes dramatically throughout the trailer.
Oh God. It's Judi Dench, right?
Yeah.
James Corden.
Right.
Jason Derulo. Idris Elba. And they look like the actors.
Right.
Ian McKellen. Oh, wow. He's old. Taylor Swift? Rebel Wilson is a fat cat. Why? Why? No. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't like the fat cat with a human body.
Yeah. Oh man, Jennifer Hudson is doing it.
I don't think I made it through the whole trailer.
So some of them wear clothes and some of them don't?
Some of them wear clothes? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because James Corden's guy has like a hat and everything, right?
Yeah. Huh. Oh, this is really bad. Oh, man, Jennifer Hudson.
How much money do you think this is going to make opening weekend?
Oh, God. But, so there's no humans in it.
They're all humans.
The world is clearly a human world.
Well, that's where cats live.
But there's no humans. This is like Psylocke Fox.
I think they're, like, going around at night while all the humans are asleep.
They showed some in the daytime. I don't know if this is just a normal thing, but I guess the video I watched was posted by Movie Clips Trailers.
Oh yeah.
And they pinned a comment at the top that says, "What are your first impressions of the movie adaptation of the musical Cats?" And there's 427 replies. First one is, "Looks very bad." Second one, "Why did they make this?" Yeah. Jeez. Man. That's really crazy. Like... What was their first draft for how the cats should look?
Hey, man. They spent a long time perfecting that digital fur technology.
I mean, the fur looks fine, I guess. It doesn't even look that great compared to some other.
How about when Taylor Swift's cat is, like, pouring out that thing of catnip with her human hand?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're just, like, human bodies with fur and a tail, and that's it, I guess, and like, you know, whiskers. I'm gonna see if the Wikipedia article summarizes anything.
My understanding of the plot, spoiler alert, is that,
well, yeah,
all of the cats introduce themselves one by one, and then
yeah,
eventually they decide which one of them gets launched to the moon or something. They vote on it or something?
So my understanding of the play is that, yeah, you're exactly right.
In the play, they, like, come around and, like, fuck with you, right?
Oh, man, I didn't even know that.
That's what I heard.
Okay, well, leaving that aside, as, like, much of a nightmare as that is, my understanding of the play is that, yeah, exactly like you said, they all introduce themselves one at a time, and then they vote on pretty much, like, which one's going to die, as symbolized by, like, ascending in an elevator or something, or like a...
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
And it's the old one, basically.
Oh, so...
Also, all their names are, like, so embarrassing.
Ian McKellen is the one who dies?
No, a woman. Probably Judi Dench, I guess. Yeah.
Wow. Can't believe Jason Derulo wants to kill Judi Dench.
So, actually, Wikipedia explains the premise here. Over the course of a single night, a tribe of cats
called... See, it's a single night. Everyone's asleep.
Everyone's asleep. Okay. A tribe of cats called the Jellicles make what is known as, quote, the Jellicle Choice.
I already hate this.
And and decide which cat will ascend to the Heaviside layer and come back to a new life.
Is that like the Heaviside function in math?
It's spelled the same way.
That's the craziest part of math to me.
That there's a thing called the Heaviside function where that's not some kind of metaphor for the behavior of the function, but rather that there was a guy named Oliver Heaviside.
Right, but that actually describes what the function does.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it's like, isn't it where it's zero for negative numbers and one for positive numbers?
Oh, really? Let me look it up. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah. So that's like literally, like there's a heavy side.
Right. but it's not spelled, it's spelled with an I instead of a Y.
Right.
Anyone doesn't know.
So, okay. First of all, this isn't how cats behave in real life.
Oh, okay. I'm not really a cat person.
Yeah. But wasn't the guy just who wrote it just like on acid or something?
I doubt it. He's way too boring.
It's boring?
Oh, you're talking about T.S. Eliot?
Yeah.
It's based on a poem originally.
Or okay.
Something. Yeah, T.S. Eliot. I could believe he was on acid, yeah. But I'm talking about Andrew Lloyd Webber, who did the musical. He's like way too boring to have been on acid.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. So it doesn't look too good. I mean, it, like, the way that it looks is not good. I'm gonna go ahead and click on one clickbait article about it just to see.
Which website is gonna get your click?
I used to read the AV Club, so I'm gonna give it to them.
So that's like part of the Onion, right?
Yeah.
I never, but it's like not satirical.
Yeah, correct.
That was confusing to me.
That's funny that here in 2019, you're still making that mistake, because they've had that difficulty for the last, like, you know, 25 years or whatever.
I mean, I just like. The first time I saw it was like at a newsstand, and I was confused, and then I just never bothered to figure out the answer.
I see. this clickbait article is not. It was not worth my click. I'm gonna pick a different one.
Oh wow! Throwing clicks out like candy.
Yeah, I know. All right, I've narrowed it down to. The Daily Beast or Jezebel? What do you think I should pick?
Jezebel.
All right, let's do it. It's the wait, Jezebel is also owned by the same parent company as the AV Club?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're all in Gizmodo Media Group, which I think is owned by Univision? Or
not anymore,
they just sold it to, like, some...
Yeah.
Right. All right, so who wrote the Jezebel?
Like, which person?
Post, yeah.
Rich Jezwiak?
Oh, he's cool.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, he used to do those, the best restaurant in New York City feature with Katie Weaver.
I don't know if I know that.
At Gawker.
I know Gawker.
Yeah. You know Katie Weaver? She's in the New York Times style section now.
Okay.
Anyway, they used to do this feature where they would pick a restaurant and go to lunch there and write a review. But it would be restaurants like, you know, the gift shop at the American Girl Doll Cafe. so it's pretty funny.
Yeah, that does sound funny. Okay, so that one was also not too good. Well, it's just like... Doesn't anyone write anything longer than, like, you know, four sentences anymore?
I mean, not necessarily. You live life 280 characters at a time.
Okay, the Daily Beast one is much longer. I'm liking that. Yeah. Digital for technology. Okay, he says, they pioneered some mysterious digital fur technology so that the cast could frolic through a set of two-scale furniture and worry about being hairy later. The idea is that they would look like small cats but still have the freedom of interacting with practical sets. That whole business of them being actual cats would be taken care of in post. But, yeah, I mean, I think, like, this guy's going on to say, they don't, that makes it so they don't look like cats.
That's not good. It's not a good idea.
Yeah. Also, I hate that song.
Which song?
The one, Memory.
Oh, I don't think I got that far.
It's just it's the whole trailer. Like, that's what Jennifer Hudson sang in the whole time.
I must not have been paying attention.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Also, this guy's talking about how the plot is just... Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
This person thinks it's going to gross $1 trillion, though.
Okay, yeah, really? You didn't answer my question. How much money is it going to make the first weekend? Keep in mind, the new Lion King made $180 million the first week.
Yeah, but that was like... I mean, that was, you know, I from reading the reviews, you know, it just was like kind of, you know, not great, but like, you know, fine.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that, like, they made it too realistic, right?
Right, right.
Like, they should have made Well, a lot of people were saying they should have made the cats like the Lion King and made the Lion King use digital fur technology.
Well, no, I mean, that this digital fur technology is I'm going to say, a technological dead end.
But, like, I think... I also think if they just made the cats look like cats... Like I think they could have used digital fur technology, but made them, like, more on the cat side than on the human side, rather than just a furry human with cat ears.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, we're not trying to make Marmaduke 2 here.
Well, that's a dog. You're talking about Garfield.
I think there was cats in that.
Yeah, it could be.
Fergie, was Fergie a cat in that movie?
I don't know. I think it's gonna really bomb. I mean, because The Lion King, you know, that has a fan base.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, generation. Disney's making a ton of money on those movies.
Yeah. And, you know, that's fine. They seem okay.
And Beyonce was in it.
Yeah, Beyonce was in it, although not even like that much, right?
But yeah, still. I mean, and Taylor Swift is in this one, but yeah.
I mean, I think we know who's...
Yeah.
So, but, you know, cats, like... you know, there's a group of people who are into musical theater. I think even within that group, cats has a niche appeal.
Do you know when it comes out?
Let's go back to Wikipedia for that information. December 20th.
Oscar bait.
Yeah. It's going to get, like, best original song. Or, I guess, it's not. Does it count as an original song? I don't know how that works. But, I mean, man, like... Anyone who hasn't seen the trailer, I guess I'd recommend watching it.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, you know, let's put a wrap on the discussion of just, you know, the obvious part of this whole thing, which is, you know, the digital fur technology, and just also discuss that, like, you know, from a story or a character perspective, also not good. You know, I mean, you know, they're a little bit just limited by the source material, I'd say, but that was there.
Hey, man, the movie takes place over the course of a single night.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool.
You can simulate that experience by going to the midnight showing.
All right, have you heard, by the way, oh no, I think it's Jennifer Hudson's character who's the old one.
She's older than Judi Dench?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, she's old. I just clicked on her character page. She's a very old and decrepit cat.
I hate this so much.
And then she's the one who goes up there. Are you aware of some of the names of some of these cats?
No.
It's just like I can't, like, just putting these syllables together is, I don't even want to say them.
Well, you don't have to.
All right, I'll say one. not even the worst one, just the first one here on the list, played by James Corden. Bustopher Jones.
That's not a name that a cat would have.
None of these are names that cats would have. Number two, Judi Dench, Old Deuteronomy. Number
three. Is that from the poem?
Yeah. Number three, Jason Derulo, Rum Tug Tugger.
And that sounds like Jason Derulo.
Idris Elba as McCavity.
What? This sounds like somebody trained like a neural net on the names of a bunch of cats. I think I actually saw that once.
Yeah, anyway. You know?
All right, you want to take a break? You can process what you've seen.
Cats is just terrible. It's always been terrible.
People love it, though. It was like one of the highest whatever on Broadway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It was like the... I think it, you know... I think, like, you know, Les Mis finally... I don't know what it's called when a play... You know, they goes use. Off the air.
Oh.
You know, retired, whatever. I think, yeah, Les Mis finally did that, and then that gave Cats the chance to pull ahead and become the longest running show on Broadway. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. It's fine. This thing will come out. It'll be over. Still, Sonic the Hedgehog also, I guess.
Oh, well, they're redoing Sonic, at least.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's based on the feedback?
Yeah.
But can they really redo the entire movie?
I mean, it's just, you know, make him look a little more cartoony. How hard could that be?
Let me find that article. And then I probably need to go rather than just taking a break. But
Can we do a quick break and come back?
Okay. Do a quick break, come back with some news about Sonic the Hedgehog.
All right.
Combine one of DC's most exquisite French Beaux-Arts mansions and famed operatic tenor Anthony Kearns, and you have a concert you don't want to miss. I'm Will Thomas with TTR Sotheby's International Realty. Join us this Sunday, March the 3rd, 4 o'clock, right here at the beautiful Perry Belmont House and historic DuPont Circle. There's a champagne reception, and Barry Dixon, he's going to join us as well to kick things off for you. You know, historic preservation is so important in our communities, and that's just what this special concert with Anthony does, one of the Irish tenors, by the way. The concert helps maintain and even restore portions of the Perry Belmont House. Again, it's this Sunday, March the 3rd at 4 o'clock tomorrow. And for tickets, there's still a few available. Just click the link below.
Okay, welcome back to the Ron Burgundy podcast.
What, really?
I think. I hear ads for that on the radio.
On the radio?
Yeah, there's ads for podcasts on the radio now because the radio company is trying to cash in on the podcast boom.
Nice. Well, worlds are converging here. So yeah, welcome back. The Sonic the Hedgehog film is delayed by, I guess it didn't even have a release date originally, delayed about a year probably.
They can just take their time, get it right. I think it'll be worth it.
Yeah, totally. It's delayed till Valentine's Day 2020.
That's a perfect date movie.
Definitely.
Happy Death Day.
What?
Wasn't that a Valentine's Day movie? Or no? I still need to watch that. Happy Death Day? You don't know about that?
No.
Oh, it's like a... Okay, it came out in October, so I don't know what I'm talking about. but it's like a Groundhog Day horror movie.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, like kind of the same concept as that Tom Cruise movie, End of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Except a horror movie instead of like an action movie.
Right. All right, well, any other news before... we end the show.
Keep your cats spayed and neutered.
Oh God. I don't feel comfortable agreeing with that statement. But I was noticing that in that one of those clickbait articles, they were remarking that like for the cats who don't wear clothes. Or male, that they don't have any genitalia.
Yeah, but like everybody has like, you know, TNA.
Yeah, right.
Gross. I don't know what that's about.
Well, it's just because it's just their bodies. You know, that's how it was spelled.
Digital fur technology. So you think they just wore like some kind of motion capture suit and then they?
That would be hilarious. Oh, I mean, yeah, I guess that's what it was. Yeah. I'm trying to imagine Ian McKellen in one of those. he's done it, I'm sure.
Maybe they just wear normal clothes and then it's like a, you know, they just have one of those Xbox things that like, you know,
shadows the room.
And IR light.
Yeah.
What do they call that? Xbox Kinect?
Yeah, does that still exist?
I don't know. I need to go to the video game storefront. Roy Flint.
You know, shout out.
I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah, so this is still a shout out. Okay. Have I mentioned that in Montgomery Mall, there's a mattress warehouse? No, mattress, whatever. A mattress store, just like one of the normal mattress stores that you see all over the place. And they have a little, like, you know, 8x11 size ad in like the very bottom corner of their like window,
like by the floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it, since I've been going, I guess you know, since
so
I
is it an ad for like dogs?
I'll continue with the description and then you'll see. You can make your judgment.
Is it for people who are lying on the floor and wish that they were lying on a mattress instead?
I mean, you can see it from, you know, eye level, but it's just like, that's where it's located. And it has a picture, like a little, you know, cartoon drawing of like a palm tree and a beach, you know, and like maybe you can see the water also. And it says, "We deliver to the beach, beds on the beach."
What?
Yeah. What does that mean? It's been there since I've moved to Bethesda, you know, so like...
Have you gone in and asked?
No. I've Googled it. I didn't find anything.
What the fuck?
Yeah. We deliver to the beach. Beds on the beach.
Beds on the beach.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen, like, a mattress on the beach.
Yeah, me neither.
Beds on the beach. What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Who's going into a mattress store in Montgomery Mall?
I don't know.
Weird.
I don't know. So I'll leave you with that to ponder. And we'll see you next time. Maybe I'll get a mattress delivered to the studio.
Yeah, do they deliver to the prairie?
Right. I don't know.
Oh man. Troubling.
Yeah. Alright, well, so long.
Alright, bye listeners.
Bye listening.